Aye, motion stands. So
are there other ones that have come before us that we haven't? I mean, for the most part, on hotels, we've pretty much given some type of discount for them.
I know we got coming in a little bit later. Well, I don't know what Brahmo Hospitality is.
Brahmo, I think, is a conversion from a hotel to workforce housing. And so is Republic. I think, and Hall of Fame, I believe.
So I'm going to get through this BOE here. So BOE 316, I know that's a classification thing. We're not going to give them a call on that. That was taken care of in the classification.
That 316.
And I know they know our decision. Yes, 316. BMA Investments, we tried getting a hold of them last week. We'll call them here in a few minutes. But since we're on the hotel deal, let's go to BOE number 401.
Which one are we on?
401.
Wes, how much work would it be for us to, on all hotels to go back to the 2020 property? How much work would that be? Or the 2020 value?
That's still going to be going back to change the numbers back to it.
Okay.
When you talk about mass motion like that, it's going to fall back to the vendor. And we've already, and you know, Foxtrot and a couple other exhibits we have, they're doing those already. So
this is Jerry Emmerich, I think, and we talked to him. I think he was going to give us some income figures or something. Remember, he was in here Friday, and I thought he tabled it because I think he was going to give us some Branson Towers. It's on Shepherd of the Hills. I thought he was.
Yeah, Brahmo, that's Branson Towers. Now, we know he only gave us 2019, I think.
I got Jen.
And it was only rooms.
Here's January through December 2018.
I mean, we can.
So 18 was a good year.
And here's one thing too, Greg, that, I mean, as far as financials go, I mean, they, according to State Tax Commission, the BOE can look at their financials and look at it and make a decision. And I mean, I appreciate that the assessor's office, you know, can look at that. Mm-hmm. But we can look at this. Mm-hmm. That is something that we can use.
So this one, the 5.5 is based on comparable, or
5.5 is based on the cost. If you base it on per room, 204 rooms times 22,000, it's $4,488,000.
22,000.
$4,488,000, based on 204 rooms times 22,000.
So how do we get 5.5?
That's our cost. When Kenny and them go out and they measure it and put it into the CAMA system,
okay,
that's where we're at. I did not get his financials. I saw you putting something on there, but I never got them.
So the SEGA value is based on comparable?
It's based on everyone else that we've done and on their room rate versus their number of rooms.
Okay.
Which,
and what was that?
It was 204 times $22,000 per room. For $4,488,000. And then also now, not that it makes a difference because people put prices like crazy, but this is the one that's for sale now for $6.5 million.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that's what they'll get. But.
Okay, I'm going to make a motion that we base it on comparable per unit, 22 whatever, so the value would be
$4,488,000. I will second that motion. All in favor state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion stands. BOE number 401, value to be set at $4,488,000. All right. BOE number 55.
Are we supposed to call this guy? Because I'm pretty sure this is one that's been converted to
you're talking
workforce housing, so classification needs to be changed.
It's already at residential.
Oh, it is?
It okay. is residential. I spoke to them, and they're only able to use three buildings out of five so far.
Three out of five, another one's still being remodeled.
Yeah, so she's saying they've actually got 342 rooms. Some of them rent for $495, some of them rent for $695, plus an additional $50 for electricity because they don't have separate meters on this.
Is this an extended stay hotel?
No, it's a regular 30-day apartment. They have leases.
Yeah.
Isn't this what we approved last week?
No, that was the old Howard Johnson's.
Okay.
So what they're saying is they got several buildings. Some have been converted to where they're income producing, but they've got some that are still being
remodeled.
And there's a jump from, did I see 900,000 to 4.84?
Yes.
Right, that's based on what all those buildings are worth in the cost analysis, but I don't agree with 900,000, but like 2.5 would be fair.
Okay.
For all that, you've got five buildings, three remodeled.
And then next year you would reassess based on the finish.
Right, and we can do that.
Okay, so I think some kind of compromise here is good. So
they're at $4,888,000.
Is there a method to our madness here?
Hmm?
What are we coming up with the value?
I just said 2.5 because they've got three buildings running. But it's up to you. I mean, this is such a mess with like I said, what they're bringing in. And I've got rental sheets. They were having me figure out by every room.
So. I'll make a motion that we reduce BOE number 221-55 to $2.5 million.
Second.
All in favor state aye.
Aye.
Motion stands.
And it is being assessed at the residential rate.
It is residential, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like you said, next year we're still going to have to go out because they're going to finish remodeling, so we still have to redo it.
No, I was calling.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 5 1 7.